Welcome to the Space Show, Becky.
Thank you, Andrew.
Where were you when Yuri Gagarin made his space flight?
When Yuri Gagarin made his space flight, I was in Moscow. I was a student of university. And at that moment, I was at the place of my friend, and we were preparing to the test in the university, because April is time of the tests in the Moscow High Education Institute. And if you would like to find out how did we react to that, we were absolutely shocked, because we didn't know anything about preparing of this space flight, and we were very excited. Maybe at that moment we didn't react too much in the first hearing about that, but because we were involved in our subject. But it was absolutely unexpectedly for us, because we didn't know about this space flight was ready and it happened.
So had you been aware that there had been earlier unmanned flights of Vostok? No. Before Yuri Gagarin, there were unmanned flights?
No, we didn't know anything. Okay. We didn't know. Because at the time, it was the real Soviet Union. It was period of the life of that country that ordinary people, they don't know a lot of things. And a lot of things were sort of secretly. And especially if it was not known, is it successful or not successful? If it was not successful, we could find out anything about that, for example, through the radio, not Soviet radio, through maybe Voice of America or BBC or something like that. But it was absolutely uneasy, because all radio stations were followed by the huge voice, noisy voices, for you couldn't understand what they are talking about.
Mm-hmm. Well, by the way, what were you studying at university?
I was studying engineering subjects, and it was not my last year, and I thought that at that time we studied maybe theoretical mechanics or strength of materials. Those subjects, many years later, I lectured to the students of the college.
Now, what was your reaction to the news when you first heard that a man had gone into space?
No, the reaction was absolutely we were absolutely excited, because we couldn't imagine that the first person in space in the cosmos would be the Soviet person. We were very excited. It was in sense of patriotism, it was great, and we liked this idea very much.
Khrushchev said that this proved that the Soviet system was better. Did you feel that was true then?
I can't say now, because if I say now, maybe I will not be absolutely right. Now I think that we realized many wrong things of the life of the US people in the USSR, because it seems to me that I remember that some people says that so huge money was spent for this flight, but so many people live in poverty. But maybe I'm wrong, maybe I've heard it much later. Mm-hmm. But at that time Soviet people were absolutely, when people heard about this event, this space flight, they just, it was like festive, you know, people went out on the streets. It was like a sort of rally or sort of celebration. And I know that my husband, he stopped his job at his place. He wrote some articles, and he went to the city, to the center of city, and he joined to the people who shouted hurrah or something like that, and it was great.
Now, what effect did it then have on the general population, given that The Soviet Union had suffered terribly in the Second World War just a few short years before, and then here was this marvelous achievement. Did people come out on the streets?
Yes, they came out to the streets, and they were very proud. Because 15 years ago, the Soviet Union was a winner, won World War II, and just 16 years later, they just won this cosmos. They were the first in the cosmos, and they were very proud. And they thought, they sincerely thought that Soviet Union is the best country, and they lived the best life, because it was in some fields it was right, and propaganda was very strong at that time, and all the time, everywhere propaganda is very strong, and they had the medicine, free education for their children, and they were very proud of that.
Did you ever see Gagarin? There was this famous photo of him arriving at the airport, and then, of course, at the Kremlin, overlooking Red Square. Did you ever get to see him?
No, I never seen him. I saw him plenty of times, but on TV or in the movies, documentary movies, I saw him plenty of time, and he was a very nice person. He was very attractive. People loved him. He was one of the ordinary people, but at the same time, he did such a great thing. That's why people loved that.
After Gagarin, there were five more Vostok flights, including the first woman in space, Valentina Tereshkova. What are your memories of that?
My memory is not so full like it was with Gagarin, because he was the first. But Tereshkova... I can't say you, because in my memory it was a little bit sort of...
So we're talking about Valentina and your reaction to that.
My reaction on that was a little bit similar to the reaction on Yuri Gagarin, but at the same time it was more emotional, because it was the first woman, and again from USSR. And there were some...
We're talking about Valentina.
Valentina Tereshkova, it was the second sensational space flight, but it was more sensational maybe because it was a woman. And at that time, women in general were sort of on the second plan in compare with men. And about cosmos, nobody could imagine that... the first woman will be so soon after the first flight, and it would be a woman, and people were very excited, and they came out to the streets again, and they shouted, and they wanted to find out what kind of woman it is, especially Soviet women. For them it was a very good example of this sort of sensation and career of the women. It was not very popular in Soviet Union at that time, and a lot of women were teachers or doctors of medicine, or maybe some in science as well, but not on the very high position. And suddenly, unexpectedly, the woman, and such a nice woman at the same time, again, the woman from the ordinary people, and it was very good. And people remembered her very long time, because after that she was very popular around the world. She was a member of the Union of the Soviet Women, who just had trips around the world. They went to the different countries, etc. And I don't remember exactly, but it seems to me that in 1991, just during the putsch in the Soviet Union, just before Soviet Union was collapsed, the group of the women from the Union of Soviet Women were in Melbourne. And I'm not sure, I don't remember Valentina Tereshkova was amongst them or not, but I know one of two persons from that delegation, and I remember that they mentioned Valentina Tereshkova, maybe because she was maybe a sort of chairman of that union. Well, she was very popular, and she tried to help people when they asked them about, because she was a member of, not parliament, but how it's called, I don't remember now, sort of parliament in USSR. She was a member of that. And she tried to help people. I remember that. I remember some articles about that, and etc.
Now, at the same time that the Vostok flights were flying, the Americans were making their first space flights. Mm-hmm. Were you, as a Russian in Moscow, aware of those efforts?
About the American flights, we knew a little, very little, because I said to you before that a lot of things we didn't know in general. But I was in such a environment, people who surrounded me, or I was in the circle of people who just tried to get some information through radio, overseas radio, or through papers, not Soviet newspapers. For example, even French newspaper, very famous Humanité, it was sold in, it was allowed in Soviet Union, and even from there you can get some information. But if I was not involved in such a group of people, maybe I will not know about anything. But when it was cooperation with the Soviet Union, the flight, at that time we knew a lot of things about such a flight where was planned and organized by USA and Soviet Union.
Well, thanks for joining us on the space show, Becky.
Thank you very much.